Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's day 25 of the Pilgrim Chris Camino, and although I've reached Santiago yesterday, I'm still in Spain because my flight back isn't until Friday, and so I thought I would record an audio boo. I'm in a bar near an albergue in De Gaza where I'm staying, and I just come to the gents to record this boo because it's quieter, there's a TV on and a few folks are talking. And I just wanted to share some thoughts that I had yesterday when I reached Santiago. When I was walking the pilgrimage, I realised that any reasons I had for walking had gone. I couldn't remember why I actually came here, apart from the fact that I'd been planning it for so long. My original reasons for walking had long been forgotten. And so while I was walking, I was thinking, why am I here really? Why am I doing this? And I couldn't find an answer. and it didn't matter to me, because I was enjoying the walk, I was enjoying the company along the way, and the whole experience. And there's been many experiences. And I will do some dedicated boos about those experiences later on. But this boo is really reflections on reaching Santiago. Because when I reached there yesterday, I recorded a short audio boo. I was overcome with a little bit of emotion. I'd reached the pilgrim office to collect my certificate to say that I'd done the pilgrimage. And while I was there in the queue, I did sort of get a little bit emotional and stop recording. And I went on to the cathedral for the midday pilgrim mass, and it was very good because they read out a list of pilgrims who had walked, and I was mentioned, and that was great. It was nice to know that I was read out. It's not an ego thing, but it was just nice. And what touched me there was a nun singing and encouraging us all to sing along with her, and she had a most angelic voice. And she was probably in her 50s, maybe even 60s, it's hard to tell. But her voice was pure. And I am a Catholic, and I have a faith. And these things do touch me. And I was sitting in the cathedral. And although I didn't have any great revelation or any great insight, I just knew that it had been well worth the walk. It was well worth the walk anyway. And I was enjoying it immensely. But it was more than just a hike. It was more than just getting out into the hills, as we all do. It was more than that. It was more than just the hike. And so when I was sitting there and listening to this nun sing her songs and the Ave Maria and things like that, I just felt quite complete, really. And all the doubts that I'd had the previous couple of days, doubts probably the wrong word, confusion, because I knew I had some time left over. I'd walked quicker than anticipated, and I had a few days left, and I wanted to go to Finisterre, but the weather was and is appalling, so there's no point really. There's no point in walking 3 days in pouring rain just to go somewhere for the sake of going somewhere. My aim was Santiago, and I'm happy. I will come back next year and go to Finisterre. But no, it was complete. And I saw familiar faces in the cathedral, people I'd seen along the way. And because I'm staying here for a few days now, just to unwind and relax a little, I know I'm going to see some other people that I left weeks ago on the trail. I've had some messages from these people saying they're on the way. And I've said I'm staying here so that we're all going to get together at some point and meet up again with familiar faces. And I'm looking forward to that. And I went to Santiago again today. I walked into town and I thought I'd have a look around, not have the rush that I had yesterday to get to the pilgrim's office, to get to Mass and to do all those things that you sort of do as part of the Camino. But just to go and just sit and look at the buildings, look at the church, look at the cathedral, and just sit and people watch for a while from a bar. And that was very pleasant. It was raining, but that was fine. I was sitting outside and enjoying a beer and a sandwich, and just time to sort of sit back and reflect, really. And I was able to think a little bit more. It's been difficult to put my thoughts into any kind of words, written or oral. And I've been having trouble recording audio boos anyway because of the audio boo app. But also I've had trouble trying to collect my thoughts. Walking 20, 25 miles a day every day is good. I enjoy that. But your mind just sort of goes into very strange places. But to collect that into some sort of intelligent thought process was difficult. But I'm having time now to sit back and reflect. And I've had some ideas and some memories of the Camino. And I'm going to share those through Audio Boo over the next couple of days. And some titles will be things like Nights on the Camino. Sharing what nighttime means. Friends on the Camino, people I've met along the way, that sort of thing. So they will come later. But in the meantime, I will just leave it there for now and just say that the whole experience of getting to Santiago was quite good. Yeah. It was interesting. Well, I'm going to go now because I am in the gents. Somebody's just come in. And I'll leave it there for the time being. So thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.